Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today I wanted to build on an idea that I first talked about in a morning ramble over on Instagram called The Four Horsemen of the Mental Apocalypse. And the original Four Horsemen, at least as far as I remember the story, were in the Book of Revelation. And they were conquest, war, famine, and plague. And they rode four different horses, and they were the precursors to the apocalypse that ends life as we know it. Well, it's perhaps a little bit dramatic for me to compare the four things that I'm going to compare to the four horsemen of the mental apocalypse. In other words, what leads to mental apocalypse? What leads to us breaking down in our lives? But for me, the four horsemen, the four things that I see get in people's way the most are fear, stress, pressure, and discouragement. So people get scared and that fear gets out of hand and their lives start becoming about how to prevent the things that they fear might happen, and fear kind of takes over. Stress builds and builds and builds to the point where people can be set off at a moment by a tiny little thing, and it can lead to health issues, and it can lead to mental health issues. Pressure, less obvious, because pressure kind of gets a good name in some areas. Yeah, when the pressure is highest, they're at their best, which usually, by the mean way, means that when somebody is actually really focused, which is sometimes what they do when they're feeling mental pressure, they do well. But pressure, when it builds up, it shuts us down. It makes us self-conscious. It creates tension in the body, and it limits the scope of our own thinking. And then discouragement, which I think of as almost the invisible horseman. It's the one most people wouldn't put. Most people, when I talk about fear, stress, and pressure, they go, yeah, those are terrible. But they don't think about discouragement, losing heart, losing hope, and how that takes us out of the game before we even begin. Now, I see in my work all the time how fear, stress, pressure, and discouragement are the four biggest obstacles to people engaging in life and thriving in their work and thriving in the world. What I didn't see for a very long time was that all four of them aren't really things. Like, it might be obvious to you that they're not really horsemen, but they're not really things. They're not solid. There's no such thing as fear. Fear is a state that is created from thought. There's no such thing as stress. There's no such thing as pressure. There's no such thing as discouragement. In NLP, there's a notion that we talk about called nominalizations, and it's taken from the field of transformational grammar. And a nominalization is a process that is described as a thing. It is an operation of doing that is described as a state of being. And the test that I learned to spot a nominalization is, can you put it in a wheelbarrow? So if my phone, you could put my phone in a wheelbarrow. If you want to talk about a chair, you can put a chair in a wheelbarrow. In fact, if you've got a big enough wheelbarrow, you can put a house in a wheelbarrow. But you can't put fear in a wheelbarrow. You can't put stress in a wheelbarrow. You can't put pressure in a wheelbarrow. You can't put discouragement in a wheelbarrow, which means, linguistically, they're nominalizations, which means they're not things. So when we try and eliminate fear, overcome stress, lessen pressure, avoid discouragement, we're dealing with them as if they have a life of their own. But fear is the feeling we feel It's the label we have for the feeling that comes when we're scaring ourselves with imaginary futures. Stress is a description, a label of the feeling that comes with riling up our thinking, with stressful thinking. Pressure is a label that we use to describe the feeling that comes with putting all sorts of expectations on ourselves, on life, on our performance. And discouragement is a label that we use to describe the result of imagining hopeless futures, imagining things not working out, recalling times in the past where things didn't work out, and then projecting that onto the present situation. So, in a way, if you want to conquer the four horsemen of the mental apocalypse, you don't need to eliminate fear or stress or pressure or discouragement. You just need to stop scaring yourself. Stop riling yourself up and stressing yourself. Stop piling pressure on yourself. And stop discouraging yourself. Now, when I first saw that, I felt more hopeful than I'd felt in years. Because that's something I know I can do. No matter what, no matter what is going on in my world, I don't have to scare myself about it. No matter what's going on in my life, I don't have to rile up my thinking to make sense of it. No matter what I'm up to, I'm not going to do it better by putting more expectation and pressure on myself. And there's no point in discouraging myself, in convincing myself that there's no point. So I really encourage you this week to do two things. One, just notice. Notice how fear messes you up, messes people up, how stress messes you up, how pressure messes you up, how discouragement messes you up, has messed you up in the past. And get really clear if you want those things in your life. Because if you do, if you think, well, yeah, I mean, I want some fear, I want some stress, I want some pressure, I want a little bit of discouragement, you'll get them. But if you get really clear that you have no interest in fear, stress, pressure, and discouragement, then your second part of your assignment is, whenever you notice yourself scaring yourself, as best you can, stop. Whenever you notice yourself stressing yourself, as best you can, stop. If you notice yourself pressuring yourself, as best you can, stop. And particularly, if you notice yourself discouraging yourself, just stop and see what happens. Have fun, learn heaps. Happy exploring, and I'll talk to you soon.